Rav to Perek Samach Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. Kimoylech Limin Moshe Zeroya Tifarto Vaykeh Mayim Mipnehem La'asos Lo Shem Olam. This pasuk is a continuation of the previous series of psukim, and the main thing we have to remember is the magic word Ayei. As we go back to the pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayisko Yimei Olam Moshe Amo, which we translated to mean yesterday Moshe Le'amo, that Klal Yisrael here is complaining in their time of tzara. What happened to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How come he has abandoned us in our time of need? Where is, we remember the glorious good old days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to our rescue in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Midbar, Matan Torah, and remember our strong, powerful leadership. That's a very interesting theme that it reappears over and over in Yeshaya, the need for good leaders. You need a strong, Klal Yisrael is not a nation where we can rely upon ourselves just to do the right thing. We need leaders. You can't take that for granted. That's what we say in the last week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim. Soim tosim olecha melech. What's the tafnim of a melech? Leadership. Until that point in time, there was Shoftim. Shoftim is an entirely different type of leader. You can study different roles, different types of leaders. But here we focus very much on Moshe Rabbeinu. We remember his leadership abilities. And here we have to say, Pasuk Yud Beis is as if we hear the word Ayei. We complain at this point in time, where is the Moilich Limin Moshe? The one that guided, guided us on the right side of Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at Moshe's side. Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership was only with the assistance, of course, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guiding his right hand. Moilich Limin Moshe. Where is Ayeh? Add the word Ayeh. Where is the one that is Moilich Limin Moshe? Zeroya Tifarto, his mighty and glorious might. Zeroya means might, Tifarto means glorious. Now we have to add the word Ayeh again. Ayeh, where is the one that was Boikea Mayim Mipnehem, the one that split the water in the presence of the Jewish people, La'asos Lo Shem Olam, to make for himself an everlasting name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done all this on his behalf in order to establish his name in the world with Moshe Rabbeinu for Klal Yisrael. And now Klal Yisrael at this point in time is complaining. We find ourselves in a great tzara, great difficulty, and we're going nowhere fast, and we complain that we have no one to save us. Now there are two.
By the way, there's a neighborhood in Yerushalayim, Yamin Moshe.
Yamin Moshe, interesting. What is it called from? From this pasuk? From this, Hamoylich Limin Moshe. Interesting. Okay. Now there are two midrashim. Here are the two short midrashim. Let me read you what it says in the midrashim. Mahu Aimer Unite Esyot Khalayamu Vikoyeu. It says, I'm reading you a medrash. Okay, this is a medrash. Oitzer Hamidrashim. Psikta. From the Eisenstein edition. Okay, familiar with this?
I'm not familiar.
Doesn't say. Oitzer Hamidrashim. All it says here is Oitzer Hamidrashim. Psikta. Then it says here in parentheses Eisenstein. And then it says Psikta. I'm not familiar with these things. So the Medrash over here says, okay, so let's start. Let me read the Medrash. I'll read you the Medrash with the commentary inserted. There's a little commentary in this sefer I'm using. They have a little commentary inserted inside the Medrash sometimes. Mahu Eimer is referring to the pasuk in Shemois, in Kriyas Yamsuf, before Kriyas Yamsuf. Netei esyotcha al hayam uve ko'ehu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, extend your right hand and split the yam. The chiyado yishal Moshe b'ikas hayam. Is it Moshe's right hand that's actually splitting the sea? El Rabbi Elazar Hamodoy, Moshe Melech Pasav Adam, Shabal Gibor Lilochem Imo. A very powerful king came to fight. Amar Levino, he told his son, Save Harego Soy, I want you, my son. I want you to get credit. I want you to be the one that will kill the enemy. I have already enough cover for my life. I want you to already to build a resume. I want you to establish your own credentials. Therefore, I want you to be the one that will shoot the arrow, and you'll get credit for killing this king, and that way people will have respect for you. So the son said, I'm too weak. I don't know how. I never shot an arrow in my life before. I never shot a gun. I don't know how to use this tool. Okay, I'll tell you what. Don't worry. I'll do it, but you just put your hands on my hands. In other words, I will aim the bow and arrow, but I want you to rest your hands upon my hands. That way you'll get some practice, some training, and it will appear to the world as if you are the one who shot the arrow. Harkev yodcho ala keshes, rest your hand on the bow, shani noitel, the koch yetzia chetz mibein shenenu, and when the arrow shoots, it will appear as if it came forth from both of us. Kidei shayoimru alecha, so that the world shall say, public relations, poloini horages hagibor, so people should say that it was you that killed the gibor. So that's the mashal. So beautiful mashal. Kach Hakadosh
Baruch Hu. You mean like he killed
Bin Laden? He killed Yonah Diyoma. I didn't read all the articles.
He didn't. Pull the trigger, but he gets the credit for it.
Yeah, I know that's current events. I didn't have a chance to read all the whole review of the book and all the political fallout, whatever this is. Kachadosh Baruch Hu here gives Yode al Yode shel Moshe. That's the nimshol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu here gives Yode al Yode shel Moshe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Moshe, you split the yarn. You take the stick. And you split the arm. Moshe Rabbeinu, he by him taking the stick, it's meaningless. What's a human being putting a stick into the yam sof? It's going to cause it to split. Yet, but this is the mashal. Kach Hakadosh Baruch Hu hirkev esyodei al yodei shal Moshe v'nikra hayam shekeinu omer. As it says in the pasuk, that's the makor from this pasuk. Moilich limin Moshe. Zeroya tifarto. That's exactly what the mashal over here is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is guiding the right hand of Moshe. I translated that Hashem is on the right side. But that's not what the Medrash interprets. The Medrash interprets in Moilech Limin Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu is guiding the actual right hand of Moshe. See, I translated Moilech Limin Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu is guiding us on the right side of Moshe. No, not the right side, the right hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually positioning Moshe Rabbeinu, is putting Moshe's hand, putting his hand upon Moshe's right hand to pull the trigger and split the arm.
And the power of Hashem is often expressed as the Yemin.
Yemin Hashem. Yemin Hashem Oisechoyel. Yemin Hashem Oisechoyel. That song. Let's look at the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah, he says over here, explains a little more detail. It gives a little bit more perish to this marriage. Listen to the Mitzvah. David, Pasuk Yedbeis, Moilich, Musav al Milas Ayeh. Okay, that's what he said before. Loimar Ayeh HaMoilich. Where is the Moilech Liyamin Moshe Ezroya Sifarto Rotzo Loimar Choizek Hashem, the strength of Hashem Hoysa Muchenetz L'Moshe, was prepared L'Moshe B'chol Eis Chefso, whenever Moshe desired it. But so I don't really know why he's coming to the Mitzudos, but two different approaches to this pasuk. Let's see how the Rashi. Rashi says, "Moilech liyamin Moshe zorei b'tifarto." Hakadosh Baruch Hu hayu moilech liyamin Moshe. Hashem would guide to the right side. Okay, Rashi is learning the way I explained the pasuk originally is the way Rashi explains the pasuk. Hashem is the right side liyamin Moshe as zoraya. Give Uraso his might, Hashem's might, Bechole Shahoyat Sarkle Ezrasai, Shela Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hoya Zeroya Muchan Liyamina Yakadosh Baruch Hu's might was prepared to be at Moshe's right side. Hashem was Moshe's right hand God, the only God, the right hand. Again, like I explained, the Mitzudos does not interpret it in that way. The Medrash interprets it that Kadosh Baruch Hu is guarding the actual right hand of Moshe. A very different approach to understand this pasuk.
Really, Hashem's right hand with his right hand.
Right. Well, that's the Medrash, but that's not Rashi.
Okay.
Rashi appears to say that Hashem's there. Hashem is always there for strength, for guidance, to
might
do.
Not have seen that Medrash.
Of course, right. But even if he did see the Medrash, just because it's a Medrash, that doesn't have any relevance to the Pshat. Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. I am ponim l'Torah. Sorry, I mean, that's Pashat. Pasuk in Gimel. Molichayim bato haymos. So molichayim is going back also. The word ayeh has to reappear many, many times. We have to read this pasuk as if the word ayeh appears again, is inserted before these words. Ayeh molichom bato haymos. Klal Yisrael at the time of difficulty complains, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who guided them in the depths? Referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, Kasus Bamidbar, Lo Yikoshelu, we were like a horse that travels in the desert that does not stumble. In other words, it was a smooth path. The desert, generally speaking, is smooth. You don't have hills and valleys and ditches. Desert generally is flat land. So in Klal Yisrael, when they went to the Yam, who would expect they would be able to walk through the Yam as if we're walking on dry land, on level, flat land? That was part of the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. Now, by the way, I left out one medrash. Let's go back to the Pasuk Yud Beis. This theme, which we're not, this Pashas appears all over. I'll read you the words of the medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done this for his own sake. We were not deserving of these miracles. So this medrash, the conflicting midrashim, this medrash interprets this pasuk that we had absolutely no zchus. I think we are familiar with other midrashim which tell us that we had the zchus of Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, and we had the Aroinei Shel Yosef was in front of us. So there were some schusim in whose merit Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the Yam. He was Moser Nefesh. So to a certain degree, we did have schusim which allowed us, which were a cause. But according to this Medrash here, Medrash Tehillim Mizmor Memdal, it says from this pasuk, we had, his words are zero. We had nothing. We had nothing. And it's only, as the pasuk concludes over here, it was only in order that Hashem did this. It was Hashem did this for His own sake. Okay, back to, we did pasuk Yudalid. What were we comparable to when we crossed through the Yam? Pasuk Yudalid, Kabehimo, Babiko, Sered, like an animal that travels through the valley. The valley is flat. Ruach Hashem. The Ruach Hashem, the spirit of Hashem Tinichenu, Hashem has guided Yisrael just like an animal that travels through flat land without any ditches, hills, impediments in the way. Likewise, Ruach Hashem Tinichenu, the spirit of Hashem, guided the Jewish people when they left Mitzrayim easily, as if they were traveling on a flat surface. Keni hakt amchola, so you have guided your people. Keni hakt amchola, so it's l'cho Hashem tifares, so have you guided your people to make for yourself Hashem a glorious name. And if that's what was all part of the complaint, going back to the previous pasuk, ayeh, what happened to us? How could it be that we have fallen so far that today we do not have this merit where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dear for us to guide us and take away all of the impediments on our journeys? Pasuk tesvav, here we plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, by the way, before we go further, there's a very important medrash. This medrash is mentioned, but it comes from this pasuk Yudalid, when it says Kabehima Babiko Seret, that we're describing Kriyas Yamsuf, and we're describing Klal Yisrael traveling through the Yam as if an animal travels through a bika. A bika, a valley, is a place of vegetation where there is grass. And when an animal goes in the valley, he always has what to eat. And from this, the Medrash, on the Klal Yisrael, they went to the Yamsuf, the ground, the seabed produced fruit, produced snacks for Klal Yisrael to eat as they travel through the Yam. I'll read you the Medrash. Kabehema babiko seret umarwa kosul hashmenu shayam nivka kabeka. Why was it important for the pasuk to tell us that the Yam is like a valley? Elamikan sha'aso Moshe esayam lebeka. He made the Yam into a valley. Vehelo asavim, and it produced grass. Vahoyu Yisrael uvehemtem oichlim veroyim bohem, and the Jewish people would eat and pasture upon the vegetation that grew at the seabed, the sea floor, as they cross through the Yam, Shenemar, it's this pasuk, Kabehema Babika Seret. This comes from Mesechtos Ketanos, a Mesechta Avos to Rabbi Nosson. Okay. So that's very important. I think when you learn Kriyas Yamsuf and you read different articles, and they mention various midrashim, and they were plucking fruit off trees as they crossed through the Yamsuf, it really comes from this pasuk right here in Yeshaya Perek Samachimu Pasuk Yudalit Pasuk Tesvav. Now that we have mentioned our complaint, and we have said, look how far we have fallen. All of these glorious things Hashem has done for us in our past, and now we have nothing, and now we find ourselves in great sorrow. So we pray. Here is a prayer. Habayit. This is what we say on Monday and Thursday. What we say on Monday and Thursday is borrowed from this pasuk here. Habayit mishamayim ure'eh. Okay? We ask Hashem to gaze. Habayit. To look down from heaven and see. Mizvul kodshecha. From your holy abode. There are different heavens. One of the heavens is Zvul. It's one of the, I'm not sure which heaven, there are seven heavens, but each one has a particular name, and Zvul is one of the heavens, so I'm sure there's some significance in why the pasuk here has selected the heaven called Zvul. But look down from your holy abode. Zvul is an abode. Your holy abode, referring specifically to one of these seven heavens, V'sifar Techa, your holy and glorious abode, Ayei Kin Oscha, where Hashem has your jealousy, has your desire to exact vengeance from the enemies of Klal Yisrael, Ugvu Rosecha, and your might. What has happened, Hashem, to your might, to your kina, Hamoin Me'echa, the enormous, Hamon means the multitude. In this context, it means the great, the enormous Me'echa. Me'echa means your innards. It means hergish, a feeling, a stirring of emotion that comes from deep within. Me'echa means a stomach. It doesn't mean literally a stomach in this case. It means feelings, hergation that come from deep, deep down within yourself. Yes.
Doesn't Hamon also mean a tumult?
Hamon, yes. What does it mean, a tumult? A tumult means there's a lot going on.
A lot of noise.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
So it depends on the context. I think when we say tumult, if I'm not mistaken, maybe, is that especially it's a borrowed expression.
Yeah.
Hamoin literally means an abundance.
Right.
So when there's a great abundance, there's a tumult.
Yeah.
When there's no order. Right, you go to a stadium of 100,000 people, there are a lot of people. People are shouting because you can't control 100,000 people.
Okay.
So when there's a hamoin, we borrow from that term, it's a tumult. But literally it just means an abundance, a multitude. And here me'echa means, it's also, here we're also borrowing from the literal translation, me'echa, if you look in the Mitzudos Tzion, he explains hamoin me'echa, hu inyin hachmoras rachamim, the turning over of mercy, the chemla and compassion, the chain al kain homu, that's a famous pasuk, homu me'ai lo, my literally means my stomach yearns lo for Hashem. Homu means it turns, what's going on over here? This, I think the battery's dead.
Like the huma.
Thank you very much. Muhuma is confusion. Hamu me'ai lo'i, so that's what it means. That's what it says over here.
Yeah. It's
stirring up, a rumbling. So ayeh. So here we are. Hamoy me'echa v'rechamecha alai hisapaku. So here, our Klal Yisrael complains that the hamoin me'echa v'rechamecha, the multitude of your desire of compassion that comes from deep within you, Hashem, v'rachamecha, and your midah of rachamim, a lie to me, his apoku, has hardened. His apoku means his chaskus, the atzmus halev, has turned stiff. It has turned stiff. You have. He could not withhold himself.
Hold
could not hold back. So here. V'yisapakamon. So it means over here that Kadosh Baruch Hu, your compassion and your feelings, your warm feelings towards the Jewish people have turned stiff, have been held back, have turned away, have been restrained. We don't want to show us compassion. In the past, you were very gracious to us, and you were very kind, and you've done for us incredible things, but no more. The mercy, the kina, the gvura, hamoy meyecha. How many expressions are there? There's kina, gvura, hamoy meyecha, berachamecha. Four expressions. Four expressions of compassion have all hardened and been restrained, have been held back from Klal Yisrael. Okay, now we come to a very famous pasuk with many interesting midrashim. We must finish this parak today, but let's read the pasuk first. Ki ata avinu, thank you very much. Ki ata avinu. Yes, the very famous pasuk, the very famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos. I want to tell you another medrash which is not so famous. Ki ata avinu, you Hashem are our Father. Klal Yisrael here says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yibayinu Shel Olam, you are only Father. Hashem's really? I'm your only father? What about your forefathers? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So Klal Yisrael here says, he knows the time of the end of days, nah, they're not our fathers. We've abandoned them. We're not so hot about Avraham and Yaakov. Why? Ki Avraham lo yodanu. Avraham does not know us. The Yisrael lo yakiranu. Yaakov Avinu has made himself as if he does not recognize us. Ato Hashem Avinu. It's only you, Hashem, are our Father. Goyaleinu me oilam. You are our Redeemer. Me oilam shemecha. You have to read the pasuk backwards. Me oilam. You have to take these three words. It's very hard to read these three words. And this is a typical pasuk in Yeshayi where you have to always know, don't read words linear. They're not to be read in a linear fashion. You have to take a sentence and pick and choose your words and figure out how to. It's a puzzle. So read here word me oilam shimcha goyaleinu. From time immemorial, from me oilam, your name has always been associated with the word redeemer. You Hashem have always redeemed us. Again, goyaleinu me oilam shimcha. Read it me oilam. From time immemorial, Shimcha, your name, Hashem, what is your name? Goyaleinu, the Redeemer of the Jewish people. Now, what exactly does this mean? So let's see Rashi, one thing at a time. Rashi says, we're coming to that. I'm going to read the Gemara for you. Enechanami. Let's see one thing at a time. So Rashi over here says, Ki avinu ata. Violecha. So according to Rashi, Rashi here, look at this. This is a very funny Rashi, because Rashi here learns this pasuk l'flip shutai. Rashi in Yeshai is always telling us, don't read the pasuk. Here he's saying the pasuk in the most simplest form possible. Violecha lahabit v'lirois bit saroseinu. It's a continuation of the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk, we plead Hashem, habet mi shamayim urei. Look down from heaven and see our tzaros, mizul kachach v'sfartecha, and we beg Hashem to restore the four different forms of compassion, the kina, the gvura, the hamoin meyecha, and the rachamecha. And we continue, ki ato avinu, because you are our father, Rashi, v'yolecha l'habit, and therefore it's upon you, that's what your job is. It's upon you, l'habit v'liros b'tzaros senu, our troubles. For the next Rashi, ki avraham lo yodanu b'tzaros mitzrayim, because Avraham, so he's continuing, why? Because just like you, Hashem, Rashi's learning will be a very posh. It's unbelievable. Rashi's switching roles here. Not like the Mitzvah, switching roles. Why? What about Avraham Avinu? Well, Avraham wasn't there at the time of Mitzrayim. Avraham died long before. Ki Avraham lo yodanu, bitzaras Mitzrayim. Next Rashi, the Yisrael lo yakiranu, b'midbar, kin ki kvar nistalku min ha'olam. They already died. They were long gone, Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, when it came time to suffer in Mitzrayim and to leave Mitzrayim and to survive in the desert. V'ato Hashem Avinu b'kulam nase slonu off. Unbelievable pshat. Simple, simple pshat in the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have always been there for us throughout our entire history, throughout the ages. It's true, we say Avraham, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, but how long already do they live? They only live for a short period of time. Avraham only lived, how old, 185 years old? I forgot all the numbers. 175. 175, and Yitzchak was 100 and... 80 Yaakov was
147.
So Avram, so they only lived for a short period of time. You combine their numbers together, whatever it was. But after they left this world, we had a lot of tzaris in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, and the whole, our entire history. And you were always there for us in the past. You're the only true father, because you were always there throughout our entire history. And now, what? And still are now there. For that's what we're complaining. And now we're holding Yemos HaMashiach, and we got big, big trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. It's not exactly telling us what the trouble over here is. It's not clear. It doesn't tell us. But we find ourselves at this point in time in the Muhammad's Gog and Magog. We are in a lot. Therefore, we're relying on you, Hashem. We're not coming to say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. They're gone. I mean, they're in the Olam HaEmes. And then there's the Chusim. We're still trying to gain merit and try to account, but it's up to you, Avinu. That's the Pshutoi Shol Mikra. Okay, you can't go away. You always have to learn Pshutoi Shol Mikra. Let's look at them, see what's so fascinating is all of a sudden here there's a reversal of roles. The Mitzudas Dov, which is also so heavy into the Pshat, all of a sudden he seems to lean towards the Medrash. Look at the Mitzudas David. Tezayin ki ato Avinu v'roi la'av l'rach malbonim. Next, ki Avraham lo yodanu, ase oso atzmo, ki ilu lo yodanu. Mitzuda says, Avraham Avinu makes believe he doesn't know us. Very strange. That's already the Medrash, which we're going to come to in a few moments. It's the Gemara and the Medrash. Avraham Avinu doesn't want to know from us. Avraham Avinu, at this point in time, Yemos HaMashiach, when we were suffering, has made himself oso atzmo, ki ilu lo yodanu, im ki nigla loy bebris, even though nigla loy bebris loy hispalel oleinu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself by the bris ben Avsarim, he did not pray for us at this point in time. I'm not exactly sure what he's saying. Let's go further. V'yisho lo yakiranu osa atzmo ki lo hikir osanu im ki b'sho shiro sula mutzav arza. When Yaakov Avinu saw when he went to sleep and there was this ladder mutzav arza v'roisho magia hashamayma v'hinei malach yelakim oilu v'yardim bo, and those four rungs of the ladder and those four malachim which went up and down would represent the Dal Golios. You're nodding here because you know this inside out. You wrote the book. You wrote the book of the Dal Malchios, and therefore there are the four. And when, so at this point in time, Yaakov Avinu should have offered a prayer that we should overcome these four difficult situations, these four different malchias. Also, atzma kilo yikiki or sonu imki b'shosh shirasul mutzav arzo malachia alakim olim yodim bo heim sorry hu umois zo oila v'zo yaredes lo sam libo lehispalel aleinu. So that means if we go back to the previous mitzvahs, when it says by the bris ben habsarim, at that point, and there was also a gilui by the yodoa teda ki ger yezarachun, at that point, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that your children are going to suffer, the Eretz Loilohem Va'avodum the Inui Oisam Abame Oshana. What did Avraham do at that point in time? Nothing. He did not try to persuade Hashem, go easy on them. He heard the decree. Avraham said, Bamo Edo Ki Iroshana. Hashem said, you lack in me faith? Okay, guess what? Your children, they're gonna suffer, they're going to serve as slaves in Egypt for 400 years. And what Avram say? Okay, fine.
What did he was given a choice? I've got already read it.
Gehenim. We learned that. Okay, we learned that you can go either Gehenim or Golson. What did Avram say? Gehenim. I'll take Gehenim.
Different
Midrashim.
Versions.
But according to one version, Avram said, I'll take Gehenim. I'll take it. And Hashem said, let me give you...
Never mind.
It's not a good idea. Let me give you some advice. Don't make a plea bargain. Don't plea bargain. Go... What?
Avraham did something.
Conflicting midrashim. Enochanami, there are conflicting midrashim. Enochanami, this is extremely common. Extremely... Ayim panam lutar. There are many dimensions, many layers. Conflicting midrashim with this straight out disagreement on what happened. But here, according to this interpretation, we have here the way the Mitzudos is interpreting the Pasek. Avraham Avinu, he had a revelation by the Bris Ben Avsarim. He heard bad news. Oh, so good, give them the galus. I'm not going to pray for them. And that's what it means here in the Pasek. Ki Avraham lo yodanu.
Avram made himself as if he does not know. So this is how the Mitzudas wants to learn the simple pshat in the pasuk. We have a fight here between Rashi and the Mitzudas over this simple pshat. Avram Avinu, he had a revelation, he didn't care, he couldn't care less. Good, let them suffer. Yaakov Avinu Yisrael, by the Sulam, Muzavaritza, he saw the Malachi Elohim Olam, which represent the Umos Shel Olam, the four rungs of the ladder, the four Malachim, the Dal Malchios. Good, Zun Dehate, let them suffer. I'm not going to intercede, I'm not going to be offer up Tila. And therefore, Klal Yisrael, at this point, I'm very frustrated. Why didn't our forefathers have mercy upon us to pray for us when they saw, when they had this revelation? And that's why the pasuk concludes Ato Hashem Avinu. And therefore Mitzudas concludes the pasuk B'chol Yomim Samta Libcha, all of our history Samta Libcha Alein, but you Hashem were always there for us when we suffered Imo Yinochi B'tzara Kederech Ha'av Ha'mesim Liboy B'dakonas B'no HaKadosh Baruch Hu's father always is with his son at the time of his pain. Goleinu Mi'oilam Shemecha Mi'mois Oilam Shimchu Hu Goleinu. It is your name that has redeemed us. Ki b'chol pamato hu ha-goyel ha-sedu, it's always your HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has redeemed us. Okay, so this is the Pshuta Shal Mikra, two very nice mahalakim, how to explain the simple Pshat in the Pasek. Avraham, now why not Yitzchak? Now that comes into your question. Here's the question about Yitzchak. So it could very well be. There's no complaint against Yitzchak because Yitzchak, according to, at least according to the Mitzudos, never had a vision of his children suffering throughout the ages. And therefore, according to the symbol, Avram had a vision, Bris Ben Absarim. Yitzchak had a vision by the Sulam. Yitzchak, I don't know. Yaakov. Yaakov had a vision by the Sulam. Yitzchak, so we'll assume. It's not likely he had no vision, but we'll assume. Okay, we'll assume. Doesn't say anywhere, so we can't have any complaints. That's a very simple shot. According to Rashi,
what we can assume is that he was aware of the Bris Ben Absarim.
He was told, but it wasn't. He was told secondhand. It wasn't his place at that point to daven. But it wasn't. He didn't have a unique. It doesn't. That was not reported or recorded. He had a unique vision. I'm sure if you look. You'll find something. But at least, okay. At least according to Rashi, according to Rashi, it's not so simple. Why don't we mention Yitzchak? It's a good kasha because L'chaim was just saying that Avraham and Yaakov, they're no longer here. They're with us. Maybe because during their lifetimes they suffered more. Avraham Avinu suffered a lot in his lifetime, and with all the whole he had everywhere in there. And Yaakov Avinu certainly suffered by Lavan, the tzaris, the bondim, Yosef, and there's no end to his suffering. Yitzchak lived relatively a peaceful life.
He didn't know
the extent of Esav. Adarabah, because he wanted to give Esav the brachos. At the end of his life, he was, so Rivka had a fight with Rivka, but at that point in time, Esav was not, he wasn't necessarily, you know, the best guy in yeshiva, but he wasn't Esav Harasha. I mean, you say maybe he was, because he read at that point, well, I don't know, Yaakov, okay, I don't know, to the
Philistine also make another problem, they make some cross their peace that way.
But here we're not discussing the Zuchusim. We're discussing here the din of an Av. Why doesn't mention this pasuk Yitzchak? Ki at Avinu, Klal Yisrael is saying Kodesh Baruch Hu that Avraham was with us. Avraham was not with us in his. He had Tzaras Avraham Avinu, but he was only there for his lifetime. Yaakov had difficulties, but he was there, he took us through difficulties in his lifetime. But now, throughout history, there's no one. And the only one that we can rely upon is not Avraham and Yaakov, but is upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's leave it with that. Let's just go to the Medrash. We're out of time. Let's just go to two Midrashim, we'll stop. One is the Gemara. Famous Gemara. Let me read you, it's a long Gemara, but it's Kedai to read you the Gemara inside word for word, and I'll go very, very quick.
Gemara
is himself, the Shabbos, Daf Peites. Daf Peites is a very, very well-known Gemara, and there's a lot of Midrashim, a lot of different Mamori Chazal, a lot of different, in Yon, what?
Agadata,
which a lot of which mafarshim, which elaborate upon this Gemara. Let me read you the Gemara. Amar Bishul Bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan, May Dechsev Ki Ato Avinu, You Hashem are our Father. Ki Avraham Lo Yodanu, VeYisrael Lo Yakiranu. At Hashem Golinu Milamah Shemecha. The pasuk Shelo Asa Lavoi. End of days. Yoyimar Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hu Le Avraham Bonecha Chatu Le. Your children have sinned. Omar Lufan Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avram says, they sinned? Really? You know what? Yimachu al Kedusha Shemecha. Finish them off. It's a pillar.
Hoshea said this also.
What?
Hoshea said the same thing.
Okay, fine, okay. But Hashem here is speaking to Avraham and Elmo, and as your children have sinned, and Avraham says they have sinned, so punish them. Yimachu Alkia.
Very similar idea is brought in the story of Purim.
Yeah.
There's a decree, they want to wipe out Klal Yisrael, and he runs to Avraham Avinu, and says, well, they sinned, you know, and so on.
Punish them. So Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imor Leili Yaakov. So Hashem was upset. That's not what Hashem wanted to hear. Hashem did not want to hear that Avraham Avinu should go and say, finish them off. Hashem has invested too much in us that their forefathers should just write them off. So Hashem said, bring me Yaakov Avinu. Go get him. Maybe he will have more rachamim upon his descendants. Imor Leili Yaakov, the Havalei Tzar Gidlbonim. Yaakov Avinu had Tzar Gidlbonim. He raised 12 children. He knows what it means, Tzar Gidlbonim. Maybe he will have more rachmanis upon his descendants. So they bring Yaakov Avinu. And Evsher the boy Rach, maybe Evsher the boy Rachme Alayu. Omale, Hashem says to Yaakov, Bonechacha, to Omalephon of Rebonish Lailam. They've sinned. Punish them. Yimochu al Kedusha Shemecha. Hashem was shocked. He calls Avraham, he calls Yaakov, because Yaakov, he feels he had the most Tzar Gidlbonim. Loi, so Hashem says, is a famous expression, Loi b'sove ta'amav, loi b'dar dike eitza. Sove are the elders. Avraham is the oldest. In the elders, there is no reason. And in the young, the dar dike means in the children, there is no counsel. Yaakov is called a child, because he is the youngest of the avos. In the child, there is no good counsel, and in the old one, referring to Avraham, there is no reason. So, Omar Loi, they don't want to be Melamed Tzchus. Omar Loi, Hashem says to Yitzchak, no, bring me Yitzchak. Bonecha chatuli, your children have sinned. Omar Lefanov, Yitzchak says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bonai? How dare you? You're calling them, you say to me, Bonecha, your children have sinned. Are they only my children? They're your children also. Bonai? V'loi Bonecha? B'shoa shegdimu lefonecha nasev nishma karos lechem b'ni b'choyri. You, Hashem, have called Klal Yisrael your own children. V'achshav, Bonai v'loi Bonecha? Yitzchak reinforces the question. V'oid, let's make a cheshbon already. What already did they sin? This is the popular cheshbon. What already is the sin? Kama chatu. Kama shenoysav shel adam. How long does a person live? Approximately 70 years. Shivim shana, 70 years. Dol eshim deloy onash dolai. The first 20 years you're not responsible. First 20 years of your life, you're not a bar inshin. Okay, so let's get rid of the first. So now we're down to 50. So now we move Pashu Mehem Chamshu left to 50. Dol Eshim Chamisha, take away 25 years from the 50, because a half a day a person sleeps. Now that's not really accurate, because a person sleeps, if you're lucky, you get 7 hours. If you're not lucky, you get more like four hours. Dol Eshim Chamisha Delei Loisa, take away half a day a person sleeps. Okay, so a knockoff from 50, we're down to 25. Pashaluhu Eshrim Vechamisha, we're now down to 25. Eshrim Vechamisha, 25 years. Dol Tarte Srei Palga, take away 12 years, 12 and a half years. Ditzaloye Umechal Udebesakise. From the 25 years left, take away 12 and a half. Because what does a person do half of the day that he's awake? The half of the waking hours, you daven. You go to the Beis HaKisei, and you eat. So during the time you're davening, you're not sinning. During the time you're in the Beis HaKisei, you're not doing averos. During the time you're eating,
why not?
Why not? Excellent question. Most people, they come to shul just to fight. It's just a sin. you're correct. And the reading, and today in the Haredi world, they'll tell you that the reading materials in the Beis HaKisei are inappropriate. So you're sinning. And the food is not kosher. So You're asking a very good question that you are sinning during those three times, but let's put that aside for now. Okay, so you're sinning the palga, the letzloy mechal de bezakise. Shabahem oichlim a moich, okay, pashulu tartes shape, so we're left with 12 and a half hours. That's it, so a person's whole life boils down to 12 and a half years. Comes down to 12 and a half years. Imata soivel das kulam mutter of Hashem, if you'll be moichal them for the 12 and a half years that they've sinned, good. Vimlav, if not, what this means, no one knows. Palgo olayu palgo olach. We'll split it. You'll take half for you, and I'll take half for me. I'll take responsibility for half, and you'll take responsibility for half. And if you don't want to take responsibility, you want to give me the entire 12 and a half hours, so good, I have a schus. Zechus akeda, exactly what you said. Ha-kerivis nafshi kamach, I sacrificed my neshama, I gave up my life for you by the akeda. And harek rafti yasatsu lefanech b'zman akeda, kishamu Yisrael Yitzchak. And when Klal Yisrael heard that Yitzchak, he was the one that saved them, kishay Yitzchak limin aleim b'zchus pasuk v'yamru. So according to the Nedrash, this is incredible, when the pasuk includes ki ato avinu, in the beginning of the pasuk, that refers to Yitzchak, not to Hashem. When we learned Rashi and the Mitzudos, they translated Ki Ato Avinu refers to you, Hashem. You, Hashem, Habedna, Mi Shamayim Ure'e, you, Hashem. Or according to the Medrash, according to the Gemara, Ki Ato Avinu, we're referring to Yitzchak. Because Avraham made believe he doesn't know about us. Yimachwal Kedusha Shimcha. Yaakov also made believe, also said Yimachwal, it's only you, Yitzchak. So, Pasuk Yamru, Ki Ato Avinu, Amalaham Yitzchak, Yitzchak says, don't praise me. Yitzchak said, don't give me the credit. Give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is HaKadosh Baruch Hu beinayu, and Yitzchak pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the end of the pasuk. Miyad nasu einem l'mon v'yomrim atohu avinu goaleinu me'olam shemecha. That's the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says Yitzchak says, don't praise me, don't give me the praise, the credit. Give the Ribbono shel Olam the credit. And then Klal Yisrael said, ato Hashem. Avinu, goyaleinu me'olam shemecha. So this is a beautiful medrash. It takes the entire pasuk. Ki ato avinu refers to Yitzchak. He's the one that said, pal gilai, pal gilach. Because ki avram lo yidonu, v'yishol lo yakiranu. When Yitzchak heard that they're giving him the credit, Yitzchak was upset. He pointed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give Hashem the credit. And then Klal Yisrael, okay, we'll give Hashem the credit. Ato Hashem avinu goyaleinu me'olam shemecha. Now based upon this this Gemara, let me just say he's saying Hashanah, Shalosh Shos Hoshana. Are you familiar with that? Yeah. In the Hoshanas. Hoshana, Laman Chalokeinu. So one of the days, I don't remember which day, but one of the days, they have Yitzchak, one of the days of the Hoshanas, you say, Hoshana, Shalosh Shos Hoshana. What does it mean, Shalosh? So there probably are 10 Perushim. One of the 10 Perushim is, if you make this calculation, I don't know the calculation now, you take 20, you take 70 years, and you knock off 20, and then you go down to 12, and then you go down, to 50, then from 50 you go down to 25, then you go down to 12, from 12 you go down to half. So taking that day, let's do this right now. You have a day, so a day is 24 hours, knock off 12 hours. 12 hours, you're not responsible, you're sleeping. Either you're actually sleeping in your bed or you're fashluffing. You're during the day, you're daydreaming. Okay, you're daydreaming. So that's 12 hours gone. Now, how many? I have 12 hours. Some 6 hours, you're not responsible. You're in the base of Knesset, you're eating, or you are davening. So down to 6 hours. 6 hours? What? Split. Yitzchak takes care of three. So how many hours does Hashem have responsible?
Three hours.
Hoshana, Shalosh Shos Hoshana. Hashem, save us from the sins that we have committed during those 3 hours of the day. Because the other 21 hours are accounted for. Other 21 hours are not responsible for. Okay, so this is another mahalach. There's another Gemara. I'm clearly making a mistake there, that there was a machlokes b'shama b'stilfa. They argued for how many years? For 3 years? for no tuna for four. They argued for how many years did they argue if it's kedai for a person to be born? So how does that work? They argued for Gemara's maskan is 12. Gemara's maskan is 12 and a half. So 12 and a half, you go down to 6 1/4. Okay, I don't remember. Some of that Gemara also ties into this. There's a machlokes be Shammai and be Hillel. They argued if it's kedai for a person to be born. Be Shammai said it's not kedai. Well, I don't remember who. Someone says, one says it was kedai, some says it's not.
Says you should not have been born.
Not have been born. And Basil says, no, it's kedai to have been born. And they argued for a number of years. I don't remember the exact words of the word, but the amount of time they were arguing is referring to corresponds to this pasuk. And this pasuk is really arguing. Okay, I mean, we're very, very late. Let me tell you.
When Hashem told Abraham Avinu, Banecha Chatu,
yeah.
What they say, Imachu, Leman Shemecha, please.
Wipe them out.
Erase them, yeah.
Leman Shemecha, for your own sake.
They defended, why you say, pessimistic that they didn't punish them? No, Imachu, please.
I don't know. I it's very difficult. You have to look in the Gemara and look in the Mefarshim.
Never Avraham Avinu is going to be mechatreg al me.
Okay.
Senego, imimachu. Avonot, chatu, imachu. Leman shemecha, because your holy name,
okay, but it's still very difficult. It's very, very harsh. Okay, I want to tell you one more thing. One more very quick thing. Well, you cannot finish this. I'll tell you this because this medrash is very similar, but very few people know this. This is something which is new. Let me read you this another nusach acher. Okay, another nusach. This comes from what? It's not possible. I'm reading you something that you don't have in front of you. This comes from the Oitzar Hamidrashim. Eisenstein, Chupas Eliyahu. I bet you never heard that one before. Chupas Eliyahu. This is a real heavy-duty esoteric medrash. And here's what it says. Same exact stuff, but a different calculation. Something which I never heard of until I read this. Nusachach, Oy Makosh Baruch Hu Avram, Hein Bunechot, your children have sinned. Oy Melufonech Avram, we Bunishalom. But so in this version, Avraham is the one that says, Bonecha Hein Voloi Bonai. You're telling me they're only my children and not your children? It's a whole different version. Avraham is the one that says to Hashem, they're called your children also. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. It's all Avraham says. Avraham doesn't go and say Yimachu in this version. Avraham is quiet. Avraham just says, my children, they're your children also. Next, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiYaakov, Bonecha Chatu. Your children have sinned. Amar Lufan of Yaakov, Yibadin Shalom, Bonecha Hein Voloi Bonai, Sharei Atok Kuram B'Shem Bonim Shnema B'di B'chor Yisrael. Same exact answer for Yaakov also. And Yaakov quotes the Pasuk in this version. But that's it. In this version, no complaints. No harsh response. Yimachu. The Oymer Kadosh Baruch Hu LiYitzchak Bonech Chatu. Oh, so Yitzchak now says, Amar Lufan of Yitzchak, Ribayin Shalom, Banechatu, what do they sin? Omeluf loy, Hashem says, Ba'avoyde Zara, the Gili Arroyos, Ushvichastamim, the three big. Omeluf on of Yitzhak, anybody in Shalaylam, here's the whole new calculation. Yimei Shinoisar Shaladam, Shivim Shana, Shinema, Yimei Shinosin, Bohem, Shivim Shana. Say mehem, Lamid Hey. So in this version, right away, let's cut 70 into 35. Sheheim Leilois, because half the time a person is 70 years, we don't cut off 20 years first, the Yiran Chai. We right away cut down 70 to stop because a person is sleeping. Nishtaru Lamed Ha, we are left with 35 Achedim. Tsei Mehem, now from the 35 years that are left, Tsei Mehem Esrim Shana. It's very interesting. Whoa. So you're doing it in a different way. You're gaining.
Above the line versus below the line.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's an amazing medrash. You're taking advantage. You're cutting off. It's not fair. You're using the sleeping years that you're anyway not responsible to add a sechus for the years. That's not fair. That's cheating. Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's not ethical. But that's what it says here. Tzei mehem eshrim shana at sheyovay adam l'rishusay. So now we're taking away 20 from the 35 years. We're now knocking out 20 years. So now to 15. It's incredible what's going on here in this medrash. The Nishtairu Tesvav Shana. Now this is also incredible what it says. Tsei Mehem Zayin Shanim. From the 15 years, take away 7. Umechsa 7 and a half Shel Yisurin. Now, I don't know what this means. 7.5 years, 15 divided by 2 is 7.5, of Yisurin. It means a person suffers. The Metzius says not every time during people suffer. It's the Metzius. No one is free in this world from suffering. Wait, let me finish the Medrash. Take away 7.5 years. So what are we left? So now down to the Shtar Zayin Masa. We're now down with 7.5 years. Now take away from the 7.5, take away 3.5 years. Shalosh shanim u'mechsa l'shabosos the yomim tovim the arve shabosos the arve yomim tovim. No one sins on Shabbos, no one sins on Yom Tov, no one sins Erev Shabbos, and no one sins Erev Yom Tov. Amazing. Now how does that come out to 3.5? I have no idea. Comes out to 3.5 years. V'nishtayru arba, 4. So he says to Hashem, you take 2, and I'll take 2. Hashlech olai shtei shanim b'shvil shani niskorafti lefonecho gabi ha-mizbeach v'kabel olecho shtayim hanosoros. So over here, in the previous version, you take kef, I'll take it. And if you don't want to take kef, I'll take them all in the zuchus of the Akedah. Here Yitzhak says, I'll take half in the zuchus of the Akedah. Not taking all in the zuchus of the Akedah. The kabbal olecha shtayim hanasoros, and you take the two other hands, sh'ato bi'ava karasoy sam, because you called them, now it goes back to Avram and Yaakov. Because you call them Bonai, my children, Bini B'chari Yisrael. But Oysa Shah Onu Yisrael Yamru Li Yitzchak, that's the same end. Ki Ato Avinu. Because Avraham Lo Yidu Onu Yisrael Lo Yakiranu. But Oysa Shah Meshav Yom Elohim Yitzchak Li Yisrael. But Oysa Atem Histaklim Kinegdi. Histaklu Vahodu La Avichem Shabashmaim Biyod Pasuk Kulam Yamru. Ato Hashem Avinu Galeinu Me Olam Shemach. Incredible Medrash. Same exact idea, but all the numbers are different, manipulated different. This is a very good example. If you want to give a shiur on midrashim, you want to give an example of how midrashim differ. So many times the difference are very small nuances, but these little nuances really represent major, major concepts. Sometimes you need to go look at two midrashim which are so different. That's like a starting point to get an idea how you see midrashim can be from mikotze lakotze, and then when you have this idea how different, when you look at even midrashim which appear to be almost identical, look very carefully. Sometimes it's just a difference of a letter or two, and that letter or two can make a world of a difference in understanding what we're trying to extract from the pasuk. But here, I said, you can't deny this is an amazing midrash how difference between one thing is that in Pesach we have 3 matzos. We have 3 matzos. Avraham right, 3 matzos. Most of us have a minute of 3 matzos. And which matzah do you break? The middle matzah. So one of the interpretations is because the middle matzah, the top is Avraham, the bottom is Yaakov, the middle is Yitzchak. When you break the middle, it's Palgi Olai, Palgi Aloch. You're reenacting a Kodesh Baruch. You break the matzah because an Ani eats a Prusa. But it's also a reenactment. Bring the Geula Hashem.
Getting the smaller part.
Well, we put
the larger part.
Okay, so why? That's okay. Why do you bring the why large smaller? But we're trying to bring the Geula when you, it's a Chassidus Shavart. He's not here, Axelrod, today. We tried to bring Chassidus when you're coming to the night of the Seder. You do it's an Avodah. You're trying to persuade Hashem to bring the Geula. You take the middle matzah and you break it. You're reenacting what's going to be L'Asa Lavo. Hashem's going to say, what should I do with Klal Yisrael? Yitzhak will be there, the one that will say, Rebbeinu Shalom, forgive them. Pal Yolai, Pal Yoloch. That's what you do when you break the middle matzah, which is the matzah Yitzhak Avinu. Okay?
The second one, yeah. How did you get to 20? What was the 20?
Afterwards, you start with 70.
Right.
You start with 70. So first, before we do anything, we knock off half. Because sleeping. So we're left with 35. The first 20 years. But that's not fair. You already used part of the first.